Back in 2016, Volkswagen agreed to a nearly $15 billion settlement with the U.S. government over accusations the car maker cheated on emissions tests and sold cars that exceeded federal standards. Now Florida is getting $166 million from that settlement to improve air quality, and the state is looking for public feedback on its plan to spend it. Governor Ron DeSantis announced last month he plans to use $25 million of those dollars to build electric vehicle charging stations along major highways. But most of the settlement money has been earmarked to make public buses run on electricity or so-called alternative fuels to reduce diesel emissions. Susan Glickman with the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy worries that language could allow some of the funds to be used on fossil fuels.
They allow for a metric for the greatest reduction per ton. And if you look at that in the short term, that could lend itself to investing in dirty fossil fuel buses.
Fossil fuel burning vehicles are the largest contributor to climate change in the U.S., which is why she's urging Florida to embrace clean energy solutions.
We are hoping that when the final draft plan comes out, it does specify all electric vehicles.
The DEP is accepting public comments on the plan until 5 o'clock this Friday. Brendan Rivers, 89.9 WJCT News.